ready for the party, my poop gas.
Party, my poop gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
What's up, people?
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Potty Mouth Poopcast with your hosts, Carla Serrato and
Sarah Sophia.
We are covering some stuff today.
Yes. Some taboo things.
Yeah, taboo armpit and leg hair.
Yeah.
Taboo, poo-poo. Poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo.
To rock it or not to rock it.
To sock it, to bop it. Big shout out to one of our listeners, Bobby, who I won't say last names. Jeez. Don't look at me like that. She didn't look at me like anything.
I didn't. I didn't look at you like anything.
I was going to freak her out.
You did. You confused me.
I know. I could tell. And it was the best. Sarah's face was all like, what? I'm not catching up here. Oh, no.
Like, oh, shit. Did you say not to say?
No. So Bobby sent us an email, and I'm really excited.
I think he did say anonymous. He wanted to be anonymous.
So, right.
Bobby's name henceforth will be henceforth named as
just cut it out.
Anonymous.
Just cut it out.
He'll
if he doesn't
be
want to be
fine.
Mean. Okay. All right. So,
actually, yeah, I don't know.
So, one of
Bobby,
the
Bobby, is this okay?
Oh my god. Okay, guys. So somebody emailed us that wasn't me or Sarah, and it was pretty cool. So send us your poop stories. What are your poop stories? Also, I want to let you guys know that we're going to have some guests coming up in the later in the season, and we're really excited, so you should get excited.
Yes, I'm excited.
But we should get the show on the road because we have so much to discuss, and I want to make sure that we get through it.
Such a juicy, hairy topic.
It's such a juicy, hairy topic, and I actually didn't get to reading all of the research that I found because one of these things is actually like somebody wrote their dissertation about...
No way.
Yeah, about this, about like the history of hair and hair removal and when it was in and out of fashion, etc. So I didn't get to read it, but I'm very interested. I'm going to do a little bit of light reading one day.
Okay.
And that'll be it. And then I'll report back to let you know about our findings.
Yes.
And we'll do
in
a little update. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you. I'll do a little update moment. Okay.
Okay.
Also, speaking of moment, I really need,
pancakes.
No. Queer Eye. Thank you. Jeez. Brain fart.
Mm-hmm.
I really need Queer Eye to come
long,
back on. I need another season to binge watch in one night because that's what I did the first time.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. I'm so good and addictive and I was like,
I'm just watch
love.
It again.
Yeah. Sarah.
What?
You don't have to tell me. I've watched it like 6 times already.
Are you? Oh my god, Carla.
The
no,
whole
you
season.
Did not.
Yes.
Wow.
I
think I'm still on, like, episode 4.
What? Ah! They're so great!
Well,
and
I
love to see
great.
The people, like, you know, get
yeah,
to know them
get
and get
so
excited.
Happy. I love it.
Ah. Saving
so
lives.
Attached.
Making the most. Change. Okay, anyway. All right, so that's a little bit on me. Oh, guys! You guys, a little update. I had a couple of auditions and the past couple days. And yesterday was my birthday, and
yeah.
It was just chill. You know, I didn't make any plans. Maybe, like, in a week or something, I'll have a little loosey-goosey get-together. But I've kind of been, like, meh about life. So, you know, it's just not, I didn't place a lot of importance on it, which made me a little meh. But also, like, I didn't care. So, ugh, it's so weird. It's so weird
yeah.
being 33.
It's a
nobody
mixture.
Likes you when you're 33. Well.
I like you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I like you.
Yay.
Yay.
All right,
Bobby.
There we go. Not Bobby Anonymous. This is a different Bobby.
This is a different Bobby. So anyway, I had an audition on my birthday. And it went well. I had fun. I haven't heard back, so probably didn't get that one. But it doesn't shoot for another week, so there's still time.
There's still time.
Also,
anything can happen.
So, this is what I found out about, like, because I was like, oh, okay, we're going to talk about, like, armpit hair and leg hair and why it's taboo to, like, grow it out or whatever. But it turns out it kind of really isn't anymore.
At least it's trying to get there.
It's trying, for sure, because I see way more shaved pits than non-shaved pits. And here's the thing. So, about the topic...
Not
it
in
got,
this room. It's 50-50.
Ah! Yeah. I shaved today. Ah! Sarah's picking at her armpits.
I didn't pick it. I poked it.
You, like, scooped. You did a little bit of a scoop.
It's because his t-shirt's tight.
Doink!
I guess I did scoop.
She's tugging on her hairs. Okay.
She's trying to see, like, how long is it?
Like half an inch.
Yeah.
And I'll smell it here.
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Oh, it smells like my armpit.
Good. No, I'm sure it does, because that's where it was, your hand.
Just a little bit sour.
Sick.
Continue.
So, this topic got me thinking, okay, so where did it all begin? According to this Mental Floss article, women didn't start really shaving or getting rid of their underarm hair until about 1900s. Because before that, there was no reason to shave your underarms because everything was covered up, etc. Plus, like, even saying the word underarm apparently was, like, kind of scandalous because, like, it's so close to other parts of your body that so were, like scandalous.
Nipple.
Yeah, it was probably in that same vein.
No,
to say
nipple,
as to say underarm. It was just
vein,
as vulgar.
I getcha.
Or whatever. So people weren't even talking about it, let alone saying, hey, maybe you should, like, get rid of your underarm hair.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, like, in America at least, the first that we know historically of underarm shaving was from this, like, fashion magazine called Harper's Bazaar. And it...
How bizarre.
Yeah. How bizarre. It was the first advertisement that coupled, like, fashion with this new thing that women should mm-hmm. be doing. I'm looking at the article right now, and it's a picture of this lady, like, a photograph. This lady's, like, in a dress-type toga thing. She's got one arm... like her right arm behind her head and her left arm is up in the sky, is up in the air, and she looks like she's kind of like
high-fiving God.
Yeah, high-fiving, you know, the world. She's like, ah, I'm having such a great time dancing out in the street or whatever. And the ad says, summer dress and modern dancing combine to make necessary the removal of objectionable hair. How?
Rude.
What's objectionable about the hair that my body made?
Who decided that?
Yeah, it's like somebody deciding that your hair from the top of your head should be gone.
And yes, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, why the armpit hair? Why, you know, why the leg hair? Why not, like, the facial hair?
Yeah,
like,
well,
actually, wasn't eyebrows, like, removing that was kind of hip for a while?
Yeah,
at least,
like,
in
early 90s.
90s.
Or 80s? 70s? I don't know. I didn't do that research.
The point is that, yeah, why not the top of your head? Why not balding be, like...
a thing.
Shave your head. You'll be the hit of the town.
Oh, freaking no. Some weird madman situation where some dude was like, I'm totally into nude hair. Bare skin. I'm gonna make this a thing. Well, I'm gonna eat another pastry. That's what he said. So it goes right into an ad for a depilatory powder. So, like, it's an ad to remove your hair. So it's like, oh my gosh, that's a thing? Oh, here's my solution to this problem that apparently I have.
Yeah.
Ugh, horrible. Oh my god, I can't believe all the brain fucks they used to do on people. So it says... the blah, blah, blah depilatory powder has been used by women of refinement for generations for the removal of objectionable hair. It acts gently and effectively. It is harmless to the most delicate skin. It is easily applied. And this is just funny. Send for generous sample. Send us 10 cents for generous sample of our special offer. Sold by druggists and department stores everywhere for 50 cents. Hall and Ruckel, makers of Sozodend since 1846. It used to be sold in this, like, cute little bottle, actually. And it says that it's been around for 70 years.
Dang.
But it's actually just the company that's been around for that time. Oh. It was not, like, the powder. Okay. So it makes it seem like, okay, people have been doing this for a really long time.
Exactly.
Okay, with
that's
the program. But
decades.
It was just coming out. So the leg hair still wasn't a big thing because skirts were still pretty long. And people wear stockings and stuff, and those were a little bit thicker. So, but later, like in around the 40s, the dresses started coming up higher, and like
the flappers
and stockings were sheerer. Mm-hmm. So that's when all that started going out the window. To all that, like, all that hair started going out the window. So yeah, so that's when people, you know, like by the 1920s, going hairless was basically the norm.
Yeah,
and having hair places like on your legs and on your arm underarms was so last century. So this was an interesting little tidbit here that I found from that same article. And I quote, "For hundreds of years, a bikini wax has been a common practice among a group of more often associated with extreme modesty, Muslim women," which I kind of knew. Because even, like, Indian practices do this. Mm-hmm. In much of the Middle East and North Africa, brides-to-be remove all their body hair. And I think you know this.
Yeah.
Before the wedding night. So, what did you say?
Hunger Games style.
Yeah. 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 Ugh, weird. Ugh. Frequently, they stick with the aesthetic after marriage. That I did not know. I don't know. I'd like to hear from somebody who practiced or practices this.
Yeah.
Do you keep it up? It's like, do you shave all your under or your arm hair and your leg hair and, like, your underarms and your legs and your vagina hair and, like,
belly button hair, back hair?
Even the fuzz, though. Like, a lot of these products were made to be used wherever you had unwanted hair. Yeah. And that was for sure your armpits, for sure your legs. And then even like peach fuzz on your cheeks and like above your lip and stuff.
Whoa.
So like, I get it if like you have like a stash going mm-hmm. and you didn't want that. But if it's peach fuzz and you can barely see it, like why the fuck would you do it?
Yes.
Like, and when did people kind of start realizing that if you get rid of the hair, it comes back thicker and with a vengeance. So yeah, these advertisements were all kind of aimed at the upper crust. So like people who got magazines to their house and who, you know, magazines would be, you know, you guys have to put yourself in the mindset of there are no phones, there are no computers, there are telephones, but like only super rich people had them. And like, you know, people are still sending letters and you get the telegrams. Newspaper to know what's happening, even from like actual news to like gossip. Gossip was in the freaking newspaper. Yeah. And so magazines were the thing that told you about fashion and what's the latest, and like if you didn't know what was in, it was like not a great thing for you and your family. Like you had, you know, especially if you were like a younger lady or if you were, you know, any person in society that needed to present themselves a certain way. So like
that was basically all they had the women do was just handle the social agenda.
Yeah, you had calls to pay, mm-hmm. which means you go visit people. That's all it means. Like, I'm gonna go over to Nancy's. that's paying a call to someone. And it was a big flipping deal to just, you had to do this all day long, and that was, ugh, what a drag.
But honestly, it sounds awesome now. It does.
Hey, I would pay calls all the long day.
I would handle that social calendar like it was a man child.
Like your job? Mm-hmm. Like it was theirs?
Like it was my job.
You know, they were just such ungrateful swine.
What?
Kidding. Kidding. They wanted mental stimulation. Good for you, women of yore. So yeah, I'm going to put up a pic of this article and an ad for this depilatory powder, which, just FYI, depilatory powders still exist. I had not,
what?
Like...
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. I hadn't either. Yes. I mean, I've never heard of them. I was like, a powder? How the fuck does that work? Is
Do
it like
I just
baby
stick your leg
powder?
In it?
Exactly. Okay, so I went to YouTube, and there's actually a powder called Magic. It's called like Magic Powder, and apparently you can just find it at like Walmart, Target.
What?
Yeah, and like the dollar store.
What is this powder? Is it like
I'm gonna show you
chemicals
a picture.
That just dissolves the hair?
Basically, it uses sulfur and some other stuff, but it's like super duper cheap. It's like a dollar and change a can, but the thing is, like, you need a lot of it. So basically, you add water to it, and it makes a paste.
And it makes a paste.
So it's like so this girl on YouTube did a demo, and her consistency looks like yogurt-ish.
Okay.
And it's like, she doesn't really do any close-ups, so it doesn't really, help in that regard. But, and it's like obviously a little more involved, but if you're going the cheap route, because this stuff that she uses, it's okay. It's called Soft Sheen Carson Magic Skin Conditioning Shaving Powder, and it's been around since 1901.
Good
making
Lord.
Sense. Yeah, so like, yeah, you make a paste, you put it on your leg, let it set for 15 minutes, so it like basically it dries. It's kind of like, you know, like a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Then with some water, and like she uses a credit card, like just something with an a hard edge.
Okay.
And scrapes off her hair. And apparently it lasts for like a week or two. Whoa. So, and she, well, this girl in particular, she's like, oh, I have sensitive skin. So like, I haven't found like anything. I get razor burn and like wax even.
Oh, so this is for people who have sensitive skin. Cause I was going to say like, aren't those like the sulfur? That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, back then, whatever other chemicals that they used to stick in it, it would irritate people's skin because it would attack the keratin in your hair,
follicle.
But your skin also has keratin, so it was like, yeah, it was like giving people like chemical burn or something. But it would claim to not do any of that. It would claim to not really damage your skin or irritate it. So who the heck knows? But this stuff is still around. So, and the girl that I watched, she uses this stuff. I mean, it's called magic. The kind that she uses has aloe and vitamin E, but there's a
fortified.
Yeah, another one that's just regular. It doesn't have that extra stuff. But yeah, she's so like, you go through it more with just one can. Like, one can might be good for like two or three shaves. Okay. But if it lasts about a week or two, then you're doing it less often and it might be cheaper than like, because I was like, what's the advantage of doing that over like shaving cream? Mm-hmm. Or Nair or something.
Yeah.
And I guess it just lasts longer, so it's probably is cheaper.
Yeah.
If you're only using it like twice a month. Gross. So yeah, we're talking about summer months. What, 3 to 4 months of shaving?
Depends on where you live. I mean, if you live in, Florida, Los Angeles, Texas, you're pretty much.
So we're talking about like a $10 to $20 investment here. Which is pretty good. So yeah, although, that was fascinating. I was like, powder.
Also, neat trick if you don't want to use like shaving creams and stuff like that. Sometimes I just use conditioner on the rare times that I shave my legs, because I don't. And we will address that in a few minutes here.
Yeah, I definitely go. I go just bareback on my armpits. I don't put any soap. Like sometimes I will just regular body soap.
Seriously?
Yeah, but like if I'm in a rush and I don't get razor burn. I think these things are just so it's just thick. Because I'll go dry.
Thick pit.
Yeah, and I'll just like boom boom.
Oh my god.
Real fast and I'm good to go. Mine are so sensitive. But if I'm doing it in the shower, I'll put some soap. Lather it up a little bit, but I don't buy.
Yeah, neither do I.
The shaving cream
I usually
anymore.
Use either soap or conditioner.
That was a thing of the past, way past. I'm talking high school.
Nice. Yes, exactly. With those little cans, with the colored tops.
And then they get all rusty right away.
Yes, they do. Oh my god.
It's like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. I don't even care. It just looked bad. I know. Oh, yeah. It felt so good, though.
It did. And it was awesome how it came out like a little stream. And then
it was fun.
It was super fun. Like, I'd love to play with that and like just in the bathtub,
It was like, it's like it lets you feel like a kid a little bit doing a really adult thing.
Yeah. I'm very adult.
Because I didn't start shaving until like middle school, but even then I didn't want to. But I did it because everybody else was doing it, and it was like embarrassing for me to have hair. And I'm like, why the fuck?
Especially like us being like the very dark Mexicans in Barrington, where it's
dark haired people,
blondes.
It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I remember one of my very good friends, she had the same amount of hair as I would have had, but she didn't have to fucking shave. Yeah. She didn't have to shave.
So
well,
blonde,
I think she
right?
wasn't, yeah, because she was so super blonde. And I mean, I don't think she was allowed to for a little bit. Until she, I don't know when, but she didn't even have to. She didn't even fucking have to. You couldn't even tell it was her.
Yeah, was like, still well, probably you. To this day.
Yeah. You wouldn't. Aw.
Yeah, you can definitely tell when Maya grows back. It is. As Carla covered in the first episode, it looks like man legs.
God.
When I let it out. Let it all out, Shayna.
God. Okay, so let me read you this other ad for this depilatory powder.
Come.
So it says, safe. On one side, it says safe. Not attended by the evil effects of an electric needle or dangerous lotions. I don't know what the fuck that means. But then it says directions with each bottle. And then I was like, what are the directions? How do you use it? And I don't know if that was kind of like a selling tactic or if it was just like, don't worry about it. You'll figure it out when you get it. And on the bottle it says removes superfluous hair, never fails. I mean, back then they used to like be so sure of everything, and it was like, some shit just didn't work, but they're like, this works. And just like shoves it down your throat. Okay. The other side of the ad says, reliable. Removes superfluous hair without pain or injury. All drugstores are, oops, sorry, this is the wrong one. Okay, so I was on this website that was just like page after page of all these hair removal, remove your hair, ladies, kind of ads. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was a lot of it said, they were all talking about refined women and how refined women are basically in so many words saying pissed off about their unwanted hair. Whoa. Or their they are vexed, mm-hmm, by their superfluous hair or their unwanted hair and odor. Mm. And there's products that like remove the hair and products that remove and take care of odor. So it's like just this whole selling extravaganza, and women ate it the fuck up. So no wonder we are fucked up in the head, because ever since the beginning of the century, basically, or the past century, it was like, this is wrong. This is gross. Mm-hmm. Take it away. And we were like,
this. All the other women feel horrible about this. So why aren't you feeling bad about your hair?
And it's saying to you, if you are a refined lady, which most people wanted to be, even if they weren't, of course. Like,
they're social, they didn't know what the word refined meant.
Yes. Cause most of them were like, I want to be a refined lady, mommy. Am I a refined lady? So we're not going to the wedding.
No, eat your gruel.
Have you seen that video of the little girl who thinks that she was invited to the royal wedding?
No, oh my gosh, no, that's so sad.
I would not go into a wedding. And the mom was sweet, but she was not being helpful. I'm like, Mom, you gotta be clear. Because apparently the little girl was invited to, like, her like a school royal wedding party.
Oh no.
So she got an invitation in the mail for that.
Oh, my heart.
And that day at school, they did that.
Yeah.
But the mom later in this video is talking to a girl, like, mom's making dinner or whatever. She's very distracted. Like, you can hear her, like, cooking away.
Yeah.
And the little girl is just like, so I'm not going to the wedding. But we got an invitation in the mail. She was so fucking confused. She's like, she really wanted to go see Meghan in her wedding. Mom's like, no, honey, that's only for princesses. And like, she was, she was saying sad stuff that, you know, she was just so fucking distracted. But at the same time, she's like, this is hilarious. I'm going to put this up. But like, oh no, the little poor baby angel, she was all like so confused.
Yeah.
And the mom was trying to explain, but she was doing a bad job.
I mean, like, she got an invitation. Why wouldn't you go? Explain to me why we're not there.
She thought she was going to go to the royal wedding. She's like, no, you weren't invited.
It's like when our drunk uncle told us that we should go the next day to have shrimp on their roof so we'd have a view of Salvatierra in Mexico. And then the next day, I was like, Dad, like,
I didn't care,
it's
what the
getting
fuck
late, man. Like, when are we going to this shrimp on the roof? I want my shrimp cocktail with a view, dude. And he's like, oh, honey, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, honey.
He was drunk and just saying stuff. Yes. Kind of like we say to our friend,
you never,
we gotta get together. We gotta get together for real this time. And sometimes it works
out.
And
we mean it, and we want to so bad.
We went to the beach that one time with our friends.
You did.
It's okay. You had to adult.
I did. I had to adult.
You were gonna anyway. Like, you know when people, and like if me showing up was like, you know.
Oh, good.
Representing.
Awesome.
Sidebar.
I love our
coming
sidebar.
Back from the sidebar. So that pissed me off. Because I'm like,
it infuriates me to the core.
But think about this. Alternate reality.
All right, I'm imagining.
Some prick decided to not be a prick and said, here's the latest fashion, and left it at that. It's like sleeveless dresses so that you can be a little more comfortable in the flippin' summer when it's hot out, you know, let it all whatever. But nobody said anything about the pit hair.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how normal it would be? Yeah.
I swear to God, I actually stopped holding my gut in right now when you said that, and it was involuntary.
Liberating.
Yeah.
Well, it would just be fucking normal, is what I'm saying. It would be normal. But it's been just so ingrained
and punched into our faces.
Yeah, so that's just that's some bullshit right there. So that's that on that.
Yeah. I'm curious as to, like, when it went from, oh, you're not refined, and if you're not a classy lady, if you don't shave your pits, and now it's turned into, like, oh, you're disgusting, you're gross, you probably don't shower ever if you have hairy pits.
I see. Like, you're a dirty hippie. Okay, well, this is my guess. This is my guess. Somewhere around after the Second World War, things started leveling off in terms of equality between the classes, because people rearranged their what's it called, their
lives, their maps, their planners,
their life priorities,
kitchen, like, cabinets,
like what really matters, because all these men are coming back from, and women, you know, the people who were like nurses or like mechanics or whatever, did whatever during the war, everybody came back, and it was like none of this means anything. Like, people realized that we were all just kind of, like, people. And classes meant a little more, less than they did before. So, like...
Kind of like that shock of, like, what's really important in life. Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous.
So things became more egalitarian, and
No big words.
Some big words. Not all of them, for sure. so that's when people were more like, oh, okay, we're all kind of all just people. And kind of, so rules started to apply to everyone in general-ish. Like, obviously, there were still classes today. But it was more of an idea of, like, okay, well, everybody does this.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it went. And then, and that was maybe, what, like, the late 40s, 50s. And then came, like, the 60s. Yeah. And I think it was where, I think America really woke the fuck up. Around 60s, in the 60s, and some...
all those psychedelics, man.
Some dickhead was like, no, I think you should stop being hippies and think about other things that are books and the way we should be all... Some prick.
It's always a prick, isn't it?
It's always some prick who's not getting laid and just, like, lives at home with their mom in the basement. Like, I'm sorry, that's just so mean. That's mean. Let's just stick it with some prick.
Yeah, it was just some prick.
It was some prick who said...
Who knows where they lived.
Stop expanding your mind. I'm not saying I'm into drugs, because I'm definitely the lamest... not into drugs.
Yes. Carlo's a square.
I'm such a square. Because I'm not round.
Yep.
Because I'm not around.
Never around. For the drugs. No, but honestly, we're not druggy people.
No.
I mean, particularly.
I dabble.
I've dabbled. But seriously, nothing hard. Like, scary stuff. No. Just the oh, the natural. I've always wanted to try mushrooms, though.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'd go on a really weird
psychedelic
pizza topping trip. I don't know.
Those kinds of mushrooms are good. Well, anyway, some prick decided, no, calm the fuck down, people. The youth of America is getting a little out of control. Time to control them again. So then, like, we're back to... the oppression by the 80s, you know, so like people were being liberated in the 70s and stuff, in the 60s and 70s, and it's like, oh no. So when people were like, obviously, like letting hair grow out and like you're not wearing a bra, like it was you were being associated with being a hippie, and hippies didn't shower as much.
That's because they were too busy living fucking life, man. Hey,
rolling around in the dirt, Jesus, and getting high. And I have no frame of reference. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We were not.
They lived in the
alive
moment,
in the
70s. Carla.
In the moment.
That's, they were having, that's a moment. That's why they were so fucking happy. Besides the marijuana, is that they were just fucking living in the moment.
And most of them were like, you know, high school, college kids. And then if you're in college, you're probably getting your
wiener wet.
Oh, God. No. That's not where I was going.
I like the words.
Wiener wet. Gross. I don't like it.
Me neither, but it's fun to say.
No.
Say it.
I already said it.
Say it again.
No.
Say, get your wiener wet.
No. Stop saying that. Sick.
It's super fun to say.
No, dry. Dry it up. Get your wiener dry. No.
And then hang it up on a clothesline. Ew, I don't know why I'm having these images.
draping a wiener over a clothesline and the balls are just hanging down.
Oh my god, I didn't picture it draped. I pictured it with those little clothespins.
Grouch! I imagine.
Just flapping in the sun. Sick.
Just the cock and balls. No, cock and no balls. Guy attached to no. it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my god. Bring it back. Okay, so if you didn't shower Jesus. And you were okay. a hairy hippie, then you probably, you know, had some Oda going mm-hmm. on. Some and Oda. That's probably where, you know, stinky dirty hippie came. And then, like, yeah, if you have, like, pit hair and shit like that, you're probably a stinky dirty something. So that's probably where that came into play. Yeah. But that's just me, you know, making an educated guess. So why don't you continue? Because these links that I have mm-hmm. were all kind of in the progressive order of the story.
Okay.
So like if you want to continue with your thing that you
well actually up. That goes really well right into as soon as I can find my docs document. Yeah. So in this article, they're weighing the pros and cons of shaving and not mm-hmm. shaving, mm-hmm. and a lot of what people were concerned about was if I let my armpit hair grow, am I going to smell more? That was a lot of what people were worrying about.
Yeah, I'm
And then like this other article said that the sweat does spread easier, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll smell more. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you think about it, it's like yes, like dudes walk around with hairy armpits and they don't necessarily smell more. Mm-mm. I mean, deodorant works just as well. And then on top of deodorant, like. Some people even stopped using deodorant and like some it was just like that some of them have found that it stopped their odor and some of them just very few was like yes it made it smellier but that's just because it was like spreading more mm-hmm. and a lot of them liked it because it's like I don't chafe anymore and not necessarily stinkier.
Well, here's what I read this article. It was in pros and cons, but it was more of a 7 reasons why you should go shave your pits. And
why you should shave your pits?
Yeah. Or, okay. Sorry. Why you should let them grow. Oh,
okay.
Grow out. And actually, most of these articles about, like, yay, liberating your pits or whatever were from about 2015, which is kind of, like, a while ago at this point. So we're kind of, like, behind the trend.
That's what I was getting the feeling of. I mean, it's still not, I think, in the... It hasn't trickled down to the masses yet, like to our everyday people that we converse with.
It hasn't become
with.
What's it called?
Totalitarian?
No. A something shift. Titanic shift? It's like a shift of consciousness. I don't know. There's a word for it. But it hasn't become a big, you know, like an all-encompassing, like, most people. So here is reason number one. No razor burn. You don't get razor burn if you're not shaving. So the thing about that is, well, if I'm going to play devil's advocate, like, well, you can always, like, wax or use something else that's not a razor. Mm-hmm. But you might still get what is called razor burn, but it's just, like, irritated, ingrown hairs. Which I've actually never really had a problem with under my arms. Like, I've had them on my legs and stuff. No, never had an issue with that, so mm-hmm. it's like, you're not convincing me yet, lady. then there's saving time in the shower. You're gonna be saving some water, is what they say. But, like, since I do it so quickly, I feel mm-hmm. like I might be tops saving, like, 10 seconds. But hey, maybe that adds up enough, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. You shower every day, every other day, maybe like 365 days. That's how many seconds? 30,000 something.
Oh, don't make me math right now.
I can't math. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Yeah.
Wild shot in the dark.
It's a shit ton.
The third one, which was kind of cool that I never considered, was that you will attract body positive people. I hadn't even thought of that being a consequence.
Yeah.
But yeah, you totally will. And that's like, how cool is it that you would like meet people that are like right on, like good for you.
Exactly. And not put you down or anything like that.
Exactly. Or like question it or anything like that. And how liberating and freeing and like, it must feel nice.
Yeah.
You know, to be accepted.
Absolutely.
For what you want to be doing.
In this other pros and cons article that I read, one of the responder people was mm-hmm. like, pros, you don't have to shave, it's super nice to play with, and you only smell if you don't shower and put on deodorant. And then the cons said, crappy people will judge you. And then she said, but maybe that's a con? Question mark. Instant shallow person detector.
Mm.
So, and it's kind of true. Oh, I mean, although to be honest, like at this point right now where it is, it could be either that they're shallow or they just are uninformed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, there's so many things about things that I don't know. And then it's like, especially with all this gender stuff that we're going through, like, I don't know. There's so much that I don't know that I found out within the last year, maybe. Mm-hmm. And even then, like, it's just been a huge learning curve. But you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And it's like, I know that for some people, they're like, that's not an excuse. But I'm like, well, what the fuck else am I supposed to do?
Yeah, like, if you don't know that you don't know, you know, we can't be, like, researching, like, hey, what do I not know this day?
What don't I know? Tell me, magic cloud.
Which is, I think, what, like, then brings responsibility to the people who do know to at least put it out there, at least be brave enough to do that. So that people can then be like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of more people, you know, with hairy legs. What do I not know now? Yeah. And then they can just, you know, be more informed.
Yeah. Everybody can just, you know, keep an eye peeled for shit. And it's like, with great pits comes great responsibility.
Absolutely.
Teach somebody about what's up. I want to say a little something.
Say your something.
I am definitely, like, in all honest to God, I'm a little off-putted by armpit hair. Like, if I see a woman walking around in a sleeveless top, and all of a sudden, I glance over and there's, a bush full of pit hair, I'm, like, repulsed. Like, I'm like, ugh! Initially. Then I'm like, oh, wait, that's okay.
Yeah.
But it takes me a second.
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, gross.
Yeah.
And like, that is my initial thought. And it's like, why the fuck?
Because it's been ingrained in us that if you have hair there, then you're not clean.
And I hate that. I'm so not okay with that. Like, I don't like that that's how I feel, and honestly, when my net rational brain knows better.
And that's what's important, is that you don't like that you feel that way, that you are not okay with it, and you are, I need to change that.
Yeah.
Because, yes. Tits.
Who's with us?
I sat next to this girl at the airport a couple months ago, and she, you know, she had dreadlocks, was, you know, dressed very outdoorsy and stuff like that, and she was wearing, cropped, what are they called, capri? Yeah, capri pants, and I saw that she had hairy legs, and I, too, had hairy legs, but I was wearing long pants, because I'm not prepared yet to, like, present that to society, because of all the
You haven't liberated yourself yet in that way.
And I was just, like, so, like, I wanted to hug her and just be like, oh my goodness, I love you so much right now. And I also wanted to be like, to ask her and kind of like interview her and be like, so like, what are the reactions that people get? And at the same time, I feel like it's...
You might be offending them.
No, not at all. I didn't get that feeling at all. Like, I feel like she probably would have welcomed the questions, you know, especially coming not from like one of the, like a pervy or just like, oh my God, why don't you shave your legs kind of place? You know, it was honestly curiosity.
Yeah.
And wanting to learn more of like, how do I do this? You know, how do I get the balls?
Or the ovaries.
More ovarium. Snissness.
Sure. Snissness.
Snissness. Damn it, I lost my train of thought. I was going somewhere with
The girl that you were sitting next to.
Yes. Oh, right. In a way, it feels like it's more okay. Not necessarily okay. Okay is not the word. Easy to take in or more understandable coming from someone who's presenting a little bit more hippie-ish, outdoorsy. Because it's, I don't know, it's something that you see more often. Mm-hmm. Instead, if as opposed to like if it was a businesswoman, you know, with like in a business skirt and and her like hairy legs, like that would just be like super weird to me.
It would.
But at the same time, then it would eventually get to this point like, whoa, that is so brave.
Also, I was like, I put in my notes, the reason was attract body positive people, and I said, wouldn't that be nice? And also, where are these people? And am I really one of them? Which, no.
Not yet, Carla. Yeah, not yet. That's the word. Yeah.
Maybe by the time I'm like 100. Oh, okay. So on to the next reason why you should grow your hair out.
Okay.
You can dye your armpit hair. And also another point, you can glitter it.
I saw that. I saw pictures and it looks so cool. Carla, there are so many hashtags on Instagram.
Yeah.
And there's like accounts. I think one of them is called Pit Angels. Mm. And it is so inspiring to actually see that. Like, they're just like totally rocking their like hairy pits, like outdoors at family functions, you know, in like lingerie, not like, you know, like a weird way, but just like, you know, how they feel sexy. And that's the part that it's like, oh my God, it can totally turn that in your head as to like, you're so confident and just so in your body that it gives you, it makes you feel sexier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I honestly have experienced that. Like, I feel more confident now that I've decided to like, do that, mm-hmm. I feel sexier, like, and just, like, more feminine, which is crazy to think that.
Yeah.
But I do. I feel stronger as a woman.
This is my body.
Yeah, exactly. Almost kind of like, yeah, fuck you. You're not going to tell me what to do and what to not do and when to do it and when to not do it, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I was so close to wearing shorts last week, and then I didn't. I decided, like, last minute, like, nope. Like, my roommate's coming this week, and it's like, you know, he's a dude. It's like, I'm still very stuck into, like, the what are the people going to think? And like you, I hate that I feel like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I move on?
Well, you know, I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, this has been proven, and I don't currently have the research to back it up, but I know that it exists, where, like, you can reroute your neural pathways.
Okay, like, yeah, yes, that I did know.
To behave certain ways or to think a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's been proven, y'all. Look it up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to right now. Science, very people. Science-y. Science. There's science about it. So I think, and you know how, like, oh, also another really cool thing that maybe we can talk about sidebar-ish on some other time. Your genetics can be affected by events that happen in your ancestry line and possibly even yours. Like, your generation could change your genetics onto the next, because it's been proven. Look up Holocaust survivors and their families and all that. It's bonkers. So, okay. So I think that there's definitely something biological going on up in the brain area with things like that, like social things like that, because it makes so much sense. I mean, we have to have, like, in our, as a human race, as we evolve, you know, social cues and norms are ingrained in us so that we survive. So, stuff like smiling and, you know, stuff that helps you survive socially.
And have friends.
Yeah, because you need that connection with other humans.
We are social humans.
I mean, if you need proof of that, like, watch any experiment ever done about people being isolated. You basically lose your fucking mind and you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's actually one of those things. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of those
preservation.
Exactly. So there's something there about that, you guys. I don't know how we're gonna change our neural pathways, but that's
slowly but surely.
It's one of these shifts that need to happen, and I'll figure out the fucking word next time. We'll do a little.
Right now, we'll call it a Titanic shift.
We're gonna call it a Titanic shift. But I'm saying it's not the word.
You're saying shift.
Shift. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying ship.
We're gonna call it. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Because it's the Titanic. Okay, Carla did not like that, so we will not call it Titanic ship. We'll call it Titanic ship. How about T.S.? No, that's Taylor Swift.
Here's the thing.
Where's the thing?
When I saw the dyed armpits, that was the moment I was like, oh, I can do this.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Have you
seen Lady Gaga's picture of it? Where she's got like teal hair, teal pits, and not only teal pits, Carla, extensions. She put extensions on her pits.
I saw that.
And it looks awesome.
I was like, oh my God, colors! And especially because I don't dye my hair, my head hair. I was like, oh my God! I never even considered that. Oh my God! Yeah. I wanna. And like, it made me want to.
And Carla, you know what? It'd be so much fun because it doesn't grow out as fast, so it wouldn't be like what my head hair looks like right now, where it's like half black, half blonde, half orange, half yellow.
Yeah, it is. It looks like you've got terrible, like, chlorine hair. Yes.
Chlorine head hair.
Chlorinated hair.
Yeah, I need to touch it up.
You kind of touched on this already. Yeah, so, like, with it stinking, people think that it'll stink, but it's actually, like, no, I just keep it clean and it won't stink.
Yeah.
And then the last thing it said,
there's actually a couple of articles about how it could actually improve your sex appeal to other people, because since the sweat, which is where the pheromones come out of, are spreading out more evenly through the hair.
Yeah, it's like, it acts as a diffuser.
Yes, exactly. So you might even be sexier unbeknownst to other people who are trying to attract with your, you know, sexiness.
Even me, I am so into armpits. Not in a weird way.
No, you just go up to random people and stick your fucking nose in them.
Maybe. Yeah.
She's done it. I've seen it.
Okay, well.
She will go to people and just shove her face in their armpit and, like, take a big, deep, like, from the gut whiff.
Well, it smells good, okay? It's just one of those.
You just, you're like an animal. Like, yeah. I want to know your family lineage.
Okay, are you a male or a female? Mostly, if you, am I going to be smelling your pit, you're probably a dude.
Yeah. Are you boneable? Ah! Yep.
Yeah.
Your face confirms it. Get it?
Yeah, I'm totally.
I'm off my game with the little
side note. Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally into pit pheromones. I'm into those. I'm digging it.
Pit pheromones as opposed to granal region.
Yes, no, I'm not into funk in the downstairs. Or even head. If your head stinks, go take a shower. Leave me the pits and wash your hair.
Your head hair.
Yeah, okay, take it away.
Okay. Yeah. What? With what? Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a second. I gotta find the article that I read. By wicking away the sweat, called apocrine, it allows for a prominent pheromone aroma, which may help boost our appeal. Dr. Emma Wedgeworth told The Sun Online that underarm hair makes our natural smell even stronger. And she added, there's no reason other than vanity that we have to shave. Boom.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah. Tell us, do you shave your armpits? Do you not shave your armpits? Why? Why not? Why haven't you made that leap of faith? I don't think I'm going to in a while. A while. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody knows.
I already rarely shave my pits and legs.
I know that.
And now I just have to step it up and go into public. I mean, I'll wear tank tops and stuff outside, you know, with my pits, but I still, like, cover my legs. Because, like, with my larger arms, I don't really usually find myself, they're showing. Not as showable. Yeah. Yeah. It's still very, like, in my head, if I'm, like, raising my arms near someone, I'll be like, oh my God, they're gonna see it, oh no, put it down, put your arm down, Sarah.
Put it down, Dinah.
Yes. But yeah, I was surprised, like, nearly one in four female millennials no longer shave their armpits.
Yeah.
And they've seen it also in the, what is it, like the Millent? Yeah, research by analysts Mintel shows that there has been a steady decline in millennial women removing hair from their legs and underarms. It went from 95% in 2013 of women ages 16 to 24, and then in 2016 it dropped to 77%. So in 3 years it went from 95 to 77%. Like, that's a pretty big.
That's good numbers.
Mm-hmm. Pretty huge if you ask me. Yeah. And yes, and the Mintel figures are supported by numbers from the shaving and hair removal industry. So it's like, you know, the people who are seeing the losses from their products. One of the reasons, too, that people have stopped shaving is also the products. They've become more, like, clean product conscious, so they don't want to put, like, the chemicals of shit on their body. Mm. So that's one angle, too, that's happening. And also just, like, the whole, you know, the feminist issue, like, quality,
yeah,
a lot of that. And honestly, I think it helps so much that A-listers and just musicians, like, so many people who are in the media are being okay with it and are showing it. It's like, you know, this
they
needs
have
to change.
They have a platform to affect change.
You know, like, Julia Roberts, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Lourdes Leon, Madonna's daughter.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna. Yeah. And Scout LaRue Willis, you know, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter. Oh,
yeah, okay.
They've all been photographed, you know, on social media and stuff like that, and they've even posted themselves on some occasions.
Nice.
It's becoming a lot more popular, and I'm so excited for where this is going. So, people, come on, join the wave. Ride it with us. You guys, I want to tell you something. So, I'm over at Carla's house because we're doing this. We're recording the podcast now at Carla's place or wherever we can find, but there won't, you might have noticed it was quite lonely without no jingling dog chains or baby screaming.
Music.
Yeah, you might be able to hear him playing or walking around upstairs. But that's still a lot less than the last couple of podcasts. Not that it was, you know, I love, you know, having them there because it's adorable, but it was a little distracting, and so we're trying to make this a bit more refined for you guys. Mm-hmm. We're more refined because
we are vexed by noises.
we're so vexed.
Yeah, but I unwanted noises, jingling and shark.
Yes, I prefer the tingling. No.
Guys.
The words in my head aren't coming out.
They're not.
It's and like I'm they're sorry. Like on their way and then they get like cut off.
Oh, baby, you're so tired.
I think so. And I'm thinking of the drive I have to make back to DeKalb right now.
You do.
I mean, I don't live in DeKalb. Just kidding. Come stalk me.
Please don't. Guys, we are at pottymouthpoopcast.buzzsprout.com.
Pottymouthpoopcast.buzzsprout.com. Okay.
Yeah. And
I myself did not know this.
Yeah, that's the website, but really all that matters is that we're on streaming
mm-hmm.
platforms, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. Email us if you've got poop stories, if you got more things that are taboo, what's mm-hmm. new.
Do you shave? Do you not shave? What's your experience? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, just email us, man. pottymouthpoopcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Facebook, the Potty Mouth Poopcast, and take some fun polls that Sarah's made and I've done absolutely nothing on. So. Yep, yep.
You made me sound fun way more cool because I've only done the one poll, but I'll make more polls.
But they're fun too, yes. So yeah.
Yeah. I can think of a fun one that I'll do for this one.
Awesome. So yeah, guys.
You can't see this right now, but I have pulled the back of my pants down to like half my ass.
Why?
Just to air it out.
What?
Yeah. It feels nice.
Why do you need to air out your ass?
I don't know. Fresh air? On the cheeks and the skin? It's not touching the chair.
Gross out or the face. Stool.
Yeah. You're making a gross out face. I almost stepped in your son's shit when I walked upstairs.
He has pretty shit.
Max was naked. He was having a good old time playing with his toys.
He's so cute.
And I went upstairs to get a chair. And all of a sudden, there's like a pile of shit in the middle of the living room. And seriously, oh, like at first it was like, oh, dog, but then it was like, oh no, he was naked. The baby was naked. That was definitely little Max poop. Actually, it wasn't little. It was big and yellow.
I can imagine his face going, and just like letting it roll. And I'm like, you know, you're supposed to be going in the potty, you little mm-hmm. fuckhead.
Yeah.
Peace out, and have a really shitty week.
Okay, bye, people. Bye.
Bye.